All right, yeehaw, we're back. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're so lucky to get to do this all together. This is PRQ Timelines. Thank you so much for your participation. It's quite an experience to have so much individuality all going through a collective awareness. This is the end of the ascension cycle. We see where we came from, and now we get to see what we want. Thank you so much. Timelines is the goal with Timelines was to explain, show, listen to everyone's experiences, and proof that timelines are something that we could, let's say, improve and or remember how we typically live in the universe in a synchronistic role in complete participation, not hiding from anything, but making decisions that actually create more sequence of events that are perfect and really fun. So I'll do my best to give you a couple more examples today and then take some calls. I'll be pretty quick here, BBS, so thanks for your patience. When you look at timelines that were engineered in your life, compared to other worlds you've lived on, the biggest one would probably be resources. Identity, resources, time, those three, as you've heard me preach forever. What is a world like when you don't need a resource like, let's say, food? Where you come from, in most cases, not always, most of the lives you've had, you don't consume heavy materials because you receive all your energetics from light, sound, natural environments like oxygen, water, etc. So in many cases, you're just an exchanger of energetics within the dimension you're in. So you don't eat anything. You could choose to eat something, but in most cases, you're so nimble and you're so free, it wouldn't really make sense. Maybe fruits of that are very high energies. So here, it's exact opposite. You have to pay rent. You have mortgage. You've heard the story. Well, you could go back to that life right now on homesteading. So you can see someone's engineered timelines to get you to pay the man to do this. So you can see there's a whole construct here. Now, if you would look at a timeline that is hundreds of years old, thousands of years, in this case, you're on a 2,000-year timeline of controlling the narrative around religion, what you are, where you are, and how you are. This is an all grand timeline because we need to make sure you don't understand that your consciousness comes into a physical body and then starts processing information through the brain. Translating it is your ultimate test, goal, whatever word you like there. And if I can deceive you in timelines such as survival and so forth, I can also use my other technologies to disrupt and participate in a dimensional reality that only we are capable of creating. You're the most powerful thing in the universe. And there are individuals making timelines to make sure, if they had their way, that you don't know that. Never forget it. We're on timelines when we react with another individual. You don't have a choice in that. If you're going to live by yourself and be a hermit, you're creating perfect timelines. If you lived with animals, nature, you're on perfect timelines because there's no decision other than your heart-based scenarios in most cases. It's free. No one's trying to mind control you. And by the way, you don't have a mailbox. So those planets that you would live on now, you can get that back right now through homesteading. That's another timeline that fulfills you and your heart because in the morning, you don't have to get up and go to work. That's the goal here. I don't have to listen to anybody tell me what I can do on planet Earth. So these timelines are very interesting to me. Going through much of the cloning factories and seeing clones interact with our timelines is what I will continually do my best to explain. Why would we go to this great exercise to participate in the most powerful individuals ever in the universe? What would be the purpose of this? To create timelines that we didn't create is the root cause analysis. If I can get you on a timeline that you didn't create from your core, I've got horsepower. I've got a lot of horsepower. I can get you to do anything I want if I can get you emotionally attached to a timeline that you think, not know, is important, like paying that traffic fine, like paying those taxes, like all the other items. Forgive the repetitiveness. Ready to take some calls today, but you may ask me any questions you want about cloning today and or the mistakes I watched cutting and pasting with some of the technologies trying to keep up with us. So I'm watching a lot of flaws in the cutting and pasting now, and I'm watching a lot of flaws in the what I'm calling the 5-minute clones versus the 5-year clones. A lot of them, and I'm so sorry. I never envisioned talking about this topic, but when it's everywhere, I have to do my best to be of support and assistance. Thank you. Thank you so much for taking such great care listening to me. Thank you so much. All right, let's get to some callers. Let's see if I think I'm getting my chops back after a little bit of traveling this week. All right, let's do, I think the first one I've got. If the people I missed you on the last hour, I'm doing my best to have fun and make sure I take care of you. This is what this is for us all to collaborate and learn from each other. Thank you. Regarding timelines, Shelby from Nevada on line 2, a question on the Great War. Shelby, like the Ford.
It's actually Shelley, but okay.
Shelley? Oh, yeah, that's BBS wanting a Shelby. That's what that is.
That is what that is. Yeah, they're creating a timeline. So anyway, you and I spoke a couple years ago because I had this infatuation with Egypt and stuff, and you kind of helped me. I think it was more memories that I was kind of getting, and you helped me build in or fill in the blanks. And I had memories that it was a really lush and green area, but of course it doesn't look like that now. And then you had mentioned something about the reason that there's these big swaths of desert and barren land.
Lost her BBS.
Here we go. You still there? Can you hear
still
me?
Still here. Got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay. So that it was all the vegetation was taken out with hyperbolic weapons, and it was for the Great War. You said you're going to hear more about the Great War. I kept thinking about that all the time. I'm wondering, can you fill us in about the Great War? And was that like the original establishment of a master timeline? Or who was fighting whom back then? What was that about?
Okay, great, great question. Okay, so in your knowledge, memories, in your knowledge, you do remember it being lush and green, don't you?
I do.
Yeah, and so that's how you can proof, and that's what I want everyone to do to proof me, is in your heart, it'll go, oh, I'm not buying that. Or... Mm-hmm. I think that sounds right. And that's what you just did. And that's exactly why I do the shows, is to get you more comfortable with the material, because it is, it's a big story.
Yeah.
And your heart will back, your BS meter is extremely high now. And so that's part of the cultivation of getting our knowledge back, memories back, as I call it. It just works. Now you can go use your knowledge center without me. And go look at a history book and go, I don't think that's true. I think it is. And by the way, I think National Geographic's been lying to us for a long time. You can do that now. Mm-hmm. No problem.
Yeah.
Well, the war then and now is the exact same people in different bodies and different timelines. And that's why I do this show. Looks like we have a fan that knows what I'm talking about.
Yes, we do. We have one-year-old Ava in the background there. Yeah. She heard your voice.
You want to have...
Yeah.
You ready? You ready? Let's do some talking right now.
Okay. Big grin.
Yeah.
She's just big smile. Yeah. What'd you say to her?
Yeah, so what they'll remember, so I can see where they put the most amount of their energies in the universe and the type of language they would use. So most young children under two, I have to listen to where they come from, know where they come, and then I change the dialect to what they would understand. So they're so fresh here, they would know, they would remember that language before this language.
Yeah, she's clapping her hands now.
Yeah, so they can understand our language, no problem. They just they'll remember me. I'll remember the child. There's not that many of us here. I always encourage people to say, what if there's not that many people here, actually? Well, there isn't.
Yeah, I'm seeing that when I'm out and about with people, I can kind of recognize who's one of us and who's not. And I don't run into too many of us. Most of us are already, you know, kind of listening to you now in this group. So it's interesting.
Yeah, and it's a time bound, but let's just, it's a very long story. I'm very passionate about this story. I have, you know, you heard Asha call, she made me confess to being Tutankhamun and the mermaid, of course. And so,
yeah,
you know, I don't take pride in the fantastic stories. I just want the way we reincarnate, I want that common knowledge so we can move on and do the right thing here for ourselves. So those wars to me are redundant, repetitive. They're identical from eons of time here. Before the planet was dark, we didn't have these issues. But since you're in a dualistic planet now, it wants to repeat, these individuals want to repeat the patterns because they understand epigenetics. So you're going to get, your emotions are so powerful with your spirit. If I can get you on another war train, if I can get you on another reactive event, if I can just keep getting you reactive, I can stay and keep up with you. But I got to get you on timelines. I got to get you on timelines that you have to react to. That's why these machines are so powerful in propaganda. I just need you to react to something. So for me, memories back, knowledge back, whatever word you like, when you've seen it so many times and the only thing that's changed is the color of the war, these individuals are the same individuals. They're just in different bodies and different outfits. And they know, I know that it's really simple once you can see 16,000 years. It's just like, how did we fall for it again? Is pretty much every day I say that. How did we fall for that one again? So to answer your question and be of service, they're the same individuals doing their best to sustain the highest level of dimensional reality that we are creating for them. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And we just need to stop doing that for them.
So if you would get off this machine and never call me again, is one way to do it.
Yeah, but I don't want to do that. It's too much fun.
That's no fun, is it?
I know.
I'm having fun too. Yeah. So now what do we do? Because there's individuals watching our success and then strategizing on how do I keep up with them some more? And it's very fun.
Well, I guess that's the experience we chose. So let's have the most fun with it that we can. So.
Yeah, go ask the MUFON group what they're up to today. That's my favorite. Favorite gang.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I don't want to dodge your question. I just encourage you to recognize that the sequence of events with Bible timelines, religious timelines, somebody's higher than you timelines. Hierarchies, all of it looks like the same book over and over and over again. for thousands and thousands of years. And you just have your media is a little easier to cut and paste, but other than that, you're on timelines that someone's engineering if we participate in something outside of ourselves. I hope that helps.
Yep, it sure does. It sure does. Well, thank you for that, and my great love to you, and I'll let you take some other callers.
Thank you so much. Please keep calling. Please keep calling. Thank you for your call. My great love to you. My great love to you, Shelley. How did BBS edit that? Maybe it's my dyslexia. I don't have dyslexia. But maybe it was electronic dyslexia. Okay, let's see if we can get another one in here. We have line three. Lainey from Texas on line three. President Trump's spirit and time traveling. Whoa, Lainey knows. Got some inside information. Lainey, is that how I say your name?
Yes, sir. How are you, too?
Super beautiful, beautiful, beautifulness to you.
Fantastic to talk to you. Let me see. Hopefully I'll get my question straight. So correct me if I'm wrong. All right. For the people, posts indicate George Washington's spirit also animated Gaddafi. For the people also posted Trump was an ambassador from source. What other vessels, past and present, does the real spirit of Trump animate? How many currently, and does the spirit bilocate and dance in and out of multiple Trump vessels? And will his spirit be animating the Trump vessel at the inauguration? And then if there's time, I have one on him time traveling. So I hope that's applicable.
Very good. Do you mind if I ask you some questions?
Certainly.
All right. So what would be a way that you could validate your questions on your own without my help?
I feel I know that he's animating different vessels, but I'm also listening to you saying that there's 20 of them, and I'm trying to figure out what is real.
Okay, let me hold you there if you don't mind. Let me hold you there, Nine, because that's a great, great topic. All right, so now we'll call them the bad guys. We can call them bad aliens or bad intrinsic individuals, whatever we like. Whatever's animating these bodies and promoting agendas that we're either going to endorse or not. What I encourage us all to look at is if I can do Mr. Ed and or I can animate electronic face on any screen in the world and get you to believe in a story, a war, a person, identity, I'm good to go. Because I can put that person in your town, and you won't even know if they're real or not. So that's a very valid overstanding. When you can recognize in visual effects if they're real or not, and it's very easy to do, but you have to use your heart. So that's my first encouragement, because the great war here is now going to be about propaganda. He said, she said, and by the way, I endorse vaccines. Okay, so once you can see the weaponry of propaganda, you have a nice biomass of he said, she said. You won't believe anything here at the end of the road if you keep watching these machines. Because if I can put a new video of the famous hero, getting a hero is actually a bad guy agenda. Getting someone outside yourself to idolize and save you is a bad guy agenda, because you're waiting for this big thing to happen, whether it's the RV or your savior coming back. That's a bad guy agenda. So right. my real question for everyone is, how do we feel information and or how do you understand what a spirit is and why can I see all of you as a spirit and you see me as an individual? Now, is there a chance that there is a light being that you might be around from time to time that is in Donald Trump? Would you be able to recognize them? Would you be able to recognize them?
Right.
Would you be able to recognize me in another body?
I believe so.
So why don't we ask you a question? Is it possible that you're talking to the same individual right now? Is that possible?
Absolutely. And you said you shared a channel of light very close with Trump. Is that correct? On Billy and Jane show, did you say something like that?
Well, I'll never disagree with those with Billy, that's for sure. So
no, you said it.
Yeah, yeah. So I will I want you to tell me, not the other way around. But it should be getting really obvious that we are populating a bunch of people in real time, and identity is tricking us.
Mm-hmm.
So you're accurate. Does it feel accurate to you?
It feels, when I listen to a version of Trump, once in a while, I'll just know that right now, or whether it's 30 minutes or whatever, what he's saying is from source, or like the spirit can bounce in different vessels. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so remember, we're out of time, and most of you are in time. That's why I do the timeline show. So we're not in time. That's why we can see that you don't recognize us, because you're looking for identifiers such as timed events, sequencing of the birth and death of a human. We're not in time, so we don't have the restrictions of DNA. So we're doing our best to participate with you while getting stimulization for you to remember, recognize how your true spirit works through a physical body. There's young kids, again, I've said on the show, that we show them a Donald Trump coin. They say, why are you on the coin? So the kids can see this stuff. Now it's just about us adults getting those tools back is what I'll tirelessly work for. Okay. Any other questions?
And if he's a time traveling soldier, and if so, what did he want to achieve and accomplish by traveling here? Or am I using the wrong terminology? I don't know.
It's okay. I'm okay with it. They're all, the entire English language is vagueness anyway, so it's just fine. It's interesting that the light would judge a society's language, I'm sure, for many people. But it's really because when we communicate, we're only using harmonics. We're using your words, yet most of you can't feel the information that I'm giving you. You're listening to words. So that's why I'm aggressive around the English language. Forgive me. Time traveling is a proper term, and you'll see the patterns of the expression of this light, and that is righteousness and fairness and remedies. One of the greatest tools this expression of us has is just like King Solomon. Gold is gaudy for the most part, but that those gaudy buildings in downtown New York explain the whole story. Their family will be martyred their entire life, just like King Solomon's family was. That's pretty much the same pattern, getting you free from the tyranny of finance and obligations that you were born into, obligations that you didn't approve. You're looking at King Solomon all over again. And his family, wait till you see the patterns that they're going to observe. King Solomon's family was absolutely tortured endlessly with propaganda and political nonsense because the kings and queens were losing power. So you're in a war against what these demonic kings and queens believe they are entitled to. And we'll have our last say in that, wouldn't you say?
Yes. And Antonio told me years ago that that Trump was the same spirit as King Solomon.
Thank you so much for such an incredible call. Thank you so much for what a great call. And thank you for using your awareness on how to do. I'll go and to, I think I'm going to do line five next. The deception should be getting easier all the time now. Am I still there? Let's do Kenna from Massachusetts on line five. Kenna from Massachusetts, line five.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. I had a question about information.
Are you wearing a cape?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not wearing
feels
a cape.
Like it.
Oh,
it is a show.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, we ought to entertain ourselves, you know.
What's going on in Massachusetts?
Well, I keep having information finally through different synchronistic ways. I'm trying to get off of most timelines by doing heart center things, but I keep getting information about water and. Ooh. I was actually kind of hoping maybe initiate some kind of timeline. Maybe if someone with a lot of abundance could start a competition to prove that water is everything. I thought if more of that information gets out to all of us, that it would be a way to get rid of a lot of the labels that we use.
That's brilliant. Thank you. It's a very profound question. It's extremely important to me because that's all we really are is water, as you've led us to. I have seen many opportunities for us to study that. Water has memory, so you can get it to do things. You can train it. It's so nimble. That's why storms that are manufactured are so valuable, because you can make the water angry, you can make it rain, flood, etc., make it flow this way and that way. But it won't sustain an emotion. It won't sustain. You'd have to direct it. Look at the dams around the world. That water gets to a point, no dam will survive at the end of the day. You know it and I know it. The water will eventually go around. It's going to flow. So some of the opportunities I have seen are directed at children's science regarding water. About 50 ways water acts when you do this, as an example, boiling to floating to you name it. So my suggestion is you use all the kids' training guides around water. Now, if you want to use Emoto stuff or otherwise, but there's a lot of people who can configure our mathematical metrics that we use here with our spiritual metrics and prove that water is a living being. So that's my suggestion is, looking at water as a living being, well, that means that tree is a living being, and that means the rock's a living being, and that means I'm a living. So if we all have water in us, then you're on a water planet is my great goal to help us examine. Is then everything's alive, isn't it? Even the air.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do have one question I've been really wondering about. It is, water can be plasma, I think. And I was wondering if that means the sun is mostly like really excited water. Is that kind of how it works too?
Yeah, cold fusion would probably be a closer term, but you have it right. So the light, as it comes through into a dimensional reality, it's really spread out. And now that you're on a light planet that was surrounded by darkness. So you have a lot of water here, and the transmission of light is limited by your day, time, and scenarios and volume of darkness. Night, you're calling it nighttime. I'm calling it sleep time. So you're not used to going to sleep. You're not used to stopping the light, whereas here you are. So for me, the seasons are a construct to keep you out of the light.
Okay. Well, I have one last question, if that's okay.
Please. They're great questions.
If the shape of, because you talk about snowflakes, so is the shape of water also the shape of a Merkaba? And that's also a way to explain how we're all connected as a part of water and energy.
One more time.
So you talked about snowflakes and how the shape of our Merkaba is like the shape of water, right? So that would also be a way to help people understand, to get rid of the labels, if we're all just a part of the refraction of light through water.
That's right. So today, if you have an ailment today that's around your biosphere, so maybe you live in a really dense area in a city, you can take your water and command your spirit to increase its life force energy in the water, or ask the water to heal and balance you, etc. It's going to record that. If we would standardize our nutrition with energetics from spirit, water, the planet you're on, upon every meal of every day, takes dedication, every exercise we do, every time we drink water, you will not be out of balance. Takes a lot of dedication, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it has to be out loud. It has to be verbal, because your frequency, your light, you can't think things to control outcomes. You have to participate in the light. Does that make sense?
Resonate. Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Oh,
any other questions?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
That is so fun. Thank you for your call. That is really fun. Yes, and so that instantly creates a timeline. As you can see, even that's a timeline of flowing with synchronicity and what feels right versus what I think is right. So that's the best I can do, and I hope that helps. All right, let's get on to this one's always been a fun one. I know this one. Yvonne from Oregon on line 2, finding other people who are actively trying to ascend and are not tethered to our 3D world. Yvonne, you're lonely? What's going on, Yvonne?
I've missed you so much.
Oh my gosh, this is a lot of energy. Let me
I have
ground
just
myself.
Missed you.
Oh, Yvonne is back.
Yes, I've missed you. So the show you had a couple of weeks ago with Sunshine brought up a lot of questions, but mostly I'm in surroundings of which I see many people tethering down tighter than ever into 3D, unable to break themselves free, even from religion. And they don't realize Christmas is a part of it. So I'm not doing things to stay in 3D any longer. I'm truly doing my best to break free. Therefore, how can I find others actively trying to ascend? And ascension would mean letting go of things that we know are controlling factors and just letting it go.
Yeah, it's a very valuable question for us for many years now. Thank you so much. So participation with family and friends is one opportunity for examine. Would that be a fair one to start with?
Yes, it is, actually.
That'd be the most common from where I see you. I have a brother, I have a sister, I have a mother, I have a father, whatever situation you're in, the only way you find inner peace is within yourself. And so now when we go out and participate with others who don't have inner peace, we'll say, for the ease of communication, now how do we work with them and then play with them and then be like them but not like them and say, guess what? The big duping is way bigger than you think. Is one opportunity for us to examine. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, so now we're going to play pretty interesting how I'm on your topic, isn't it?
Yes, because I'm living with my sister who's unable to afford to live on her own, and she understands where I'm going. She understands what I'm doing, but she has her phone, tablet, TV all synced together.
Sure. In the car, at work.
Anywhere we go, she will take a tablet and her phone. So she's looking at her phone, playing on her tablet. I'm like, what are you doing? Stop it. Just stop.
Yeah, so the one opportunity with this show on Timelines is to educate people, how does this information get absorbed into the human body, and how does the spirit perceive information from source? So for the most part, all of the success stories I have, starting with that dialogue, is if you know information, or are you listening to information, can you tell the difference? Playing with the money. So for me, the best success stories were educating individuals that if you can stop thinking, you've proven there's two sides to the fence. If you can get them to stop thinking, okay, so you did stop thinking, is that correct? How did you do it?
Yes.
It's a revolving wheel. They're not able to stop thinking, and they don't know it's the tablet. There's no way that little toy in their hand, you can sell them that it's the problem. Because Jamie just invited me to dinner, and by the way, look at the dress she just bought. Okay, things like that are all mind control.
Yes.
To put us on timeline. So I only have, this is the cleanest I can give you an answer. This is very unusual for light beings to be in a human body, to have such powerful brains. You've heard me say it over and over again. So the only suggestion I can give you is prove to them that they can stop thinking. And then if they can stop thinking and you can prove to them they're in peace, then how is it that they don't stay in peace? Is the only suggestion I have found that has been repetitively successful. If you could stop thinking, then how come you went back to thinking on your machine again? So we're just heroin addicts with the information. And that is a great goal here at the end of the ascension time, is just to keep us all in our blinders. Do you have any other questions? It's a great question. Thank you.
So Ben, another question is that we understand how all of this with the aliens coming down, making the deals with the humans, quid pro quo, I'll give you technology, you give me bodies. So we're trying to break from that And if the RV Jubilee is the darkness created, cannot the light overcome that darkness by sharing and utilizing it in with the people and projects? Can it not rise up above the darkness that actually created it to begin with way back when?
Yep. Outstanding question. Examined millions and millions of years. And so how do you do it? How do you stop playing with the dark?
You stop playing with the dark by turning everything around into light.
You stop playing with the dark is what you said, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you answered your own question. You only do what you prefer from your heart. You only do your timelines from what you prefer and are excited about. And that's why it's so tricky here, because you're not used to doing it in these types of bodies, and you're starting to relearn who you really are. You're calling it the awakening process. You actually make decisions completely different than you did 10 years ago, and you've just begun. You're barely there
yet. That is correct.
You're almost understanding how to use your muscles again. This is your first day at the gym. We're doing great. We just need to keep going back to the gym, and that is not participating with things we don't prefer. It's so simple, it's difficult. It's my best acronym, a synonym or whatever copycat words I'm supposed to use.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Thank
Does
you.
That help? You bet.
Yes, absolutely, because I know what I want. I know where my heart desire is, and I know how to jump out to help others by flipping it from the dark and bringing light to many, many, many others.
That's
so
right.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Beautiful.
You brought
job.
Tears to my eyes and confirmation. So thank you for that. And I just love you. And thank you for doing this today for people who are not trying to jump in to the religious celebrations. Thank you.
Thank you, Yvonne. I just love these kind of calls. Just amazing, amazing. Thank you for your call. Yeah, so we're really making some changes fast here. And so once you stack them all together, all the information, if you're going to use forthepeople.space, forthespirit.space, once you stack them all together, in the silos that all of us represent as light beings. So if you want to use Don as a reference, you want to use me, other famous people you've seen that have less restrictions of DNA is what I'm doing my best to explain, that's where we're all going. You don't have a choice in this. And so now it's us graduating now to create the desire and observe desire and where it actually comes from. Because they come from two different places. Sexuality is a really good tool to use. Like, did my brain create lust or did my heart? So it's a very obvious one. When you're in a fight with someone you care about, where did that anger come from? You can prove many, many different ways to the caller's, Yvonne's question. How did I get so angry if that's not an emotion the spirit would have? They're really good ones to measure, write down once in a while maybe, and say, well, how did I get there? I thought I loved my mom. God, it turns out I hate my mom. Hopefully the moms don't call me and slap me. But anyway, there's a lot of those opportunities for us. All right, Lauren from Virginia on line 6, playing with omnipresence. Omnipresence. Are we there?
Hi, Q.
Hi, Q. Hi, Lauren. Never get tired of that.
Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. What you got, Lauren?
Perfect. This really works, Q. I was on my way home from the gym, and I just all of a sudden was like, I'm going to call in. I have a question. And bam, I got through.
Can I put you on my resume? So I can put you on my resume as a reference.
Yes, please. Eternally. Yes.
Okay. There. That's all I've been looking for, is a resume building opportunity here.
Yes. My love to Mermaid. And I'm so connected to you, and I just love y'all so much. And I know I speak for so many when we love you. We love all of you so much.
Love you.
Okay. Omnipresence, Q. So, been playing around with this, and really, I don't want to use the word understand, but so I'll give you an example. If there's something that I get really excited about or I'm gravitated to from my heart, because it excites me, is that me, or is that kind of a bleed through from my a part of my spirit in another vessel or expression here, and that's giving it more horsepower, so I'm experiencing it more, or am I off? And one more thing I will say is that I feel that I saw you twice this week in a different vessel. Once at the river in the hat, and you walked. I feel like this was, I'm experiencing the omnipresence, and I'm recognizing you. You know, you walked, it doesn't matter the situation, but I was like, that was him. That's cute. And then the other one was when I was this gentleman who's on this bench when I go to the vet's office to drop something off, and he's there, like, and I'm like, this man doesn't have a dog with him. He's just sitting there. He opens the door for me. I say hello, smile. So am I completely off, or how does that sound?
Thank you so much. So I'll give you a little more backbone, if you don't mind, to omnipresence. Is that okay?
Please.
So the body that I would animate in front of you does not exist the hour later that you did not see me. Because that's how fast you're animating these bodies. You're under the opinion that you live 85.5 years is not true for us, because we're reanimating and reanimating and reanimating all these bodies. So that's how the cutting and pasting works for the aliens too. They know that you don't know this information, or not you per se, but they're counting on you not understanding that there's no such thing as time. And they know, as light beings and time travelers, as you call us, we're able to jump in a body, go to another body, go to another body, go to another body. And the ones we're standardizing on have more presence. Okay, so the more presence, and this goes for you too, this works just like you, the more presence you sustain in a body, in timelines, is a way to be more prominent in a particular vessel. So let's use me as an example. So we're going to do Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley sustained an unbelievable volume of capabilities because of his enthusiasm to play music and entertain. All of us have some trait like that, you included. Not necessarily to be an entertainer, but maybe a builder, maybe an architect, maybe a gardener. We'll all have more presence in our realization of how much we want to be that individual. Do I feel like cleaning the garage today? I don't. So that individual is not going to be as prominent as the one who wants to do the radio show today, is how our spirits work in omnipresence. So just because you see me in one vessel at a given moment doesn't mean that vessel sustained life. It could have had something else jump in it and continue living. Absolutely. And that's most of the alien agenda. If I can just get you simulating life here and get you excited about what you really want to do, that's fine too. I just need to keep up with you guys. So a lot of that happens because we're so powerful, we can make so much more life. But your analogy is exactly right to me in regards to omnipresence.
Okay. Okay, so it sounds like that was some cutting and pasting going on. Am I understanding that correctly, what you just said?
That's correct. That's correct, because that was not me.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Thank you. So I got to go back to the drawing board here.
It's okay. Trickery. There's a little trickery. So if I can make this in your heart center, when you're near me, like now, so you can use, here's another way to use me. So I'm going to connect with you. Is that all right?
Please.
So when I communicate with you through our natural abilities and in person or out of the realm you're in, dimension, or on the radio or off the radio, on the phone or off the phone, when I communicate with you, you'll notice that you cannot hide the feelings underneath your chest plate. Is that correct?
Yeah.
This is how the light comes in. I'm just a mirror for you. You are looking in a mirror when you look at me, when you talk to me. This is how the light works. I'm just reinstalling. I'm just lighting the fuse for you. Notice how warm, notice the chills you get. Are you okay with that?
Yes.
Does it feel authentic to you?
Yes.
That's how it works. That's how we re-stimulate. If I was you and vice versa, you would be stimulating me. We support, we're all the same light. So just because I'm here within and without DNA restrictions doesn't make me any more special than you. It's just I'm not in time with you. I'm able to be free of the boundaries where you, this is where you're going to. How do you feel, by the way?
Amazing. I feel absolutely amazing. Yep. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great call. Great call. Well, that was a great call. Thank you so much. Well, I can't wait to hear. Let me check my time, BBS. Thank you. 5 minutes. Ooh, we got to go quick. Amy from Missouri on line 3. Is the soul water, and is it considered the first human? Amy from Missouri on line 3. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I'm here. Hi, Q.
Hi, sorry for the short notice. We're going to get off the air pretty quick here. I'm always bogging down everybody after my show. What does your question mean again? Please say it to us.
Yes, I was listening to Rudolf Steiner, and he was explaining the three-part soul. And it just came to me. It wasn't his words, but I was wondering, is the soul the only human, and is it water?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad. Can you do me a favor?
Sure.
And send in a note through the BBS dashboard saying, I talked to you last week, and give me a contact information for you that you prefer, and we talk about this.
Yes.
I'm noticing I recognize you, and I want to work a little more diligently with you for a few minutes. Is that all right?
Yes, I would love that. Thank you.
Okay. So you're really close.
Okay.
What I would play with now is examining, because of your capabilities, there's a bit of architecture to the way the spirit anneals to the fabric of any element in the universe. So the way we anneal to any element, by the way, your periodic table is called periodic tables because they're trying to install time. Periodic tables is about 1% of all the elements in the universe. You know, you have really no awareness, if that's as far as you've gone in science, of how much elements there are in the universe. So once you can see the backbone of the spirit, the way it gets excited and observes participation in the universe, is what I'm doing my best to explain, is what you just explained to me when you gave me that information. So it's really fun to study, can we explain this to our young people? Can we explain this to the next generation, how we anneal to an element? Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm so grateful.
And if we can explain it, it would be exactly how we would act every day. Thank you for your call, beautiful call, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to reach out to you in the future. And thank you, BBS Radio, for grinding with me all day. And I thank every one of you for having so much faith in the material and the information. I love you. I love you. I love you. We'll see you in an hour. Good day.